They're saying there's 45,000 people trafficked here
Right.
every year. Do they
Where,
have the
yeah.
cases of 40?
Right,
I mean,
right. Where are the
they don't have
from?
Every case of
Right.
45,000,
but
they
they
must
have,
they must have legitimate cases. And
Charles Jacobs works full-time as a volunteer in the cause of emancipating human beings from captivity. He was brought up to take a strong stand when championing people in need.
When I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. Maybe I was one of the last white guys out of Newark, New Jersey. My parents were adamantly anti-racist. I recall my father storming out of the house when someone said the N-word in his presence. And I remember emotionally, how could you possibly, you know, this was a terrible thing for us. We were Jews. I had an uncle who took me to Martin Luther King's speech, the I Have a Dream speech. And so I suppose I was inculcated with that kind of virulent anti-racist emotional background. Another piece of it is, I'm thinking 1992 or 3. I read a little piece in The Economist magazine. It was only a little paragraph, you know, and it was hidden on page, you know, 46 somewhere. It said, you know, you can buy and sell black women and children. In this was in Mauritania and Sudan for $15. And I almost dropped the magazine. I just couldn't believe it. And it's just horrific. I mean, this is the most fundamental liberty that we have. I mean, we talk about liberties and rights, and they're getting pretty fancy, a lot of these liberties and rights, you know. I mean, I'm for all of them. But the most fundamental thing of all is not to be owned by another person. And here it was. So I did what any grad student would have done. I went to LexisNexis, and I called up Amnesty International, and I called up Human Rights Watch, and I wrote the United Nations. And and to my shock and horror, what I found was that everybody who was supposed to know about this knew about it. It was there.
Now, at that time, what were you doing professionally?
I was a management consultant. And in one of my management's seminars, there was a fellow from, this was an international adoption agency, the kind you see on television where, you know, send $35 a month and you can support one of these children in Latin America or Asia. It was a very nice group of people. And I'll never forget that I had lunch with their guy from Senegal. And I said, you know, I just read this piece in The Economist magazine on page 47, one paragraph, that in Mauritania, which is right bordering you in Senegal, people can buy and sell black people, women and kids. Is that true? I said. And he said, of course. Do you want to buy one? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if you're asking me because you have journalistic interests, we could arrange for you to come into Senegal and we could take a little plane ride into Burkina Faso and we could make up some story that, you know, you're here for a year and you need a houseboy and you could buy one. I didn't do that, but that's when I began to do the research more seriously and found out that indeed you can.